And let's see. What if you want to get horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to do what to
saddle it.
Okay. If you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The reins.
Okay. And what are those things you put your feet in?
Called stirrups.
Okay. Now, if you have two horses, the horse on the right is called what?
I don't know.
That was lead horse?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, but I don't really know.
Yeah, well, you've heard that then?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little what?
It's over yonder.
Okay, you say over yonder. So you'd say that rather than a fur piece or a little piece or a little way off. Okay, over yonder. Okay, if you've been traveling, haven't finished your journey, you might say that you had a what to go before dark.
A ways to go.
Okay, that's what you say. Would you ever say fur piece?
No.
Okay. If something's very common, you don't have to look for it in a special place. You say you can find it just about
anywhere.
Okay. A crying child might say he was eating candy and didn't give me.
Didn't give me any.
Okay. Somebody apologizes for breaking your rake and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
No, I didn't like it anyway.
Okay. And a schoolboy might say to the scolding teacher, why is she blaming me?
I didn't do it.
Okay. Did you catch any fish? No.
No, I didn't.
Okay. And if you're going inside, not even one, what would you say?
Didn't get a one.
Okay. If somebody falls down this way, how they fall?
Forward.
And if they fall down that way, how they fall?
Backward.
Okay. What is the trenches cut by a plow called? On farm. You ever heard of furrows?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what you call those? Or you wouldn't have a name for it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Okay. What if you raised it, had a big, successful lot of stuff? What would you say? We had a big what?
Had a good harvest.
Okay. If you got rid of all the bushes and trees in a certain part of the farm, what would you say you did with
that? Put it up.
And what do you call the old dry bed grass that's left over on the ground after you cut clover or grass?
I don't call it anything.
Okay. Have you ever done anything with wheat?
No, not really. Hard little wheat straw.
So what, if you would know what's going to be tied up then, what do you call that?
Sacking it all.
Okay. And how do you measure wheat for grain? Starts with a B.
What, a bushel?
Yeah. If you had several of them, it'd be what?
Bushels.
Okay. And what have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Chaff.
Okay. And then how do you do that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Run it through the combine.
If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say,
you and me.
Okay. If you're not speaking to him, you're just talking about him, you'd say, the job is for what?
For us to do.
Okay. And if some friends of yours are coming over to see me, you say, blank and blank are coming over.
Oh, what was the question?
if a friend of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say,
we're going over there.
Okay. And if you want to emphasize both of you, you'd say,
both of us.
Okay. And then
so we're both.
And it's a guy, you say it's
me and him.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall as
me.
Okay. If you knock at the door and they say, who's there, they know your voice, and so you say, it's
me.
Okay. And if you're sitting there expecting some man who knocks at the door, you say, oh, it's only
him.
And if it's a woman, you say,
it's just her.
And if it's two people, you say,
it's them.
Okay. If a man's been running for 2 miles and had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is what?
Some good pace.